market myself, I think you need to get to know the industry, mm-hmm. and then you need to start really reading on where the industry is going, because, right. you know, really helping to project that for yourself will also help project your marketability and your technical skills training.
Right. And Joanne, does that apply the same
Absolutely.
Way for businesses as well?
Yeah. And I would say even do a self-assessment, you know, if you're deficient in an area and you don't know, you know, the basic Microsoft Office suite, right. I would upgrade your skills. You never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah. What about the business themselves? Most of, like I said before, most of these entrepreneurial companies grow.
Really, I think continual training,
right.
upgrading the skills on a year-to-year basis, not when you need it.
There you go.
But get ahead of it. I think that really, really helps.
Is there anything for the owners themselves to get themselves out of that mindset that you guys offer, or is there something at the school?
So we've actually started exploring that. So, for instance, we had a program for salon owners that are with our cosmetology program on, you know, a specific business skill set. And it really had to do with communication and leading a business. And so we are looking more and more at how can we be a resource for industry, specifically small businesses in this area, right. not to compete with the chamber or the business partnership, but to really think about how to build those skills based on the knowledge that we have to be able to build the infrastructure.
Right. And then this is where you guys bridge over to the SBDC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where some of those skills can
Absolutely.
Be done for
oh,
the...
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry, you had...
No, I was just going to say, but Bill and I refer clients to Bill all the time.
There
I had a
mm-hmm.
small business person yesterday,
yep.
and he didn't even know about it. I said, you have to go see Bill. You have to, because he will help you.
I don't know how you guys have all this, and it still doesn't get out, but man, it's a hidden gem sitting there. We only have a minute left, ladies. How do people get in touch with you? What's the best ways to find out more about these programs and the like?
So I would direct everyone to our microsite, the rvccworkforce.com. That'll give you can sign up. You can click on any one of our phone numbers or email addresses, the two of us here and the rest of our team, to be able to connect directly with us. That is the best way to get a hold of us.
Okay.
I would just like to add that we're offering in the month of June a number of free NJBIA computer training for anybody who's working 20 hours or more a week to sign up. We have Excel and Word and PowerPoint. So that will be on our website. I mm-hmm. encourage you to check it out and come on down.
And I'm sure there's more than just opening the file, typing and closing the file.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
These are 8-hour, one-day intensive training.
All right. Take advantage of it. It's sitting right there. Pleasure to have you folks on. An hour goes by so darn fast, and before you know it, we've only scratched the surface. But I think we've told everybody that, A, you need to get prepared, and, B, you have an opportunity to be prepared. It's sitting right in front of me. So give these folks a call. Pleasure to have you on. Donna, as always, you keep sending me some great folks to talk with. Listen to RVCC. Thank you so much, folks.
Thank you.
All right. That is Michelle Barrancas, and that is Joanne Cafaro, Workforce Development. Give them a call. Vince Orlino says, never say I should have. Start planning your future now. You have between now and 2025 to figure it out. You're going to change jobs, 11 times between now and then. So make sure you do it. All right. We'll have a great weekend. Please show up at Community Day, noon to 6 tomorrow. We're down there at the Flemington Fairgrounds. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4255. 4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Flooding in Texas claims the lives of five U.S. soldiers. The tragedy happens when a Fort Hood transport vehicle gets flipped over by floodwater. The tactical vehicle overturned when it tried crossing a flooded creek on the Central Texas Army base. Well, the State Department admits editing an official video record. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
After weeks of denials and claims of a computer glitch, the Obama State Department has admitted they deliberately edited a video recording of a press conference where then-spokeswoman Jen Psaki admitted lying to the press. Even with that admission, spokesman John Kirby was not forthcoming with all the details.
The specific request was made to excise that portion of the briefing. We do not know who made the request to edit the video or why it was made.
Former spokeswoman Psaki, now director of communications at the White House, denies she had anything to do with the video's editing.
This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first...